Okay, so let's unpack this today. We're doing a deep dive in something pretty interesting, actually.
Yeah.
A source one of you shared.
Yeah, it looks like excerpts from Project Management Mastery, Lectures and Tasks. That's the title, right?
That's the one. And, well, looking at it.
It really seems like a structured outline for learning project management, basically, or
Right.
mastering it, as they say.
Totally. It maps out lectures, specific tasks, even categories, and estimated effort hours. It's all laid out.
Like a roadmap, yeah, provided by this particular source, and it's quite detailed.
Exactly. So our mission, kind of, is to walk through this roadmap, understand the components, the lectures, tasks.
The categories they use, people, process, business environment,
Yeah.
and really see where the effort is supposed to go, according to them.
Right, and figure out, what it tells us about their approach. What's the emphasis here? Does it make sense?
Yeah, what's the underlying philosophy, maybe? Are the effort hours like where you'd expect them to be, or are there some surprises? Let's dig in.
Okay, so starting with the overall layout, it seems structured around, what, 13 main lectures? L1 through L13?
Yep, 13 lectures, and each one seems to have specific tasks nested under it, or at least associated with it.
And those tasks get sorted into these distinct categories.
Right, which gives us that first clue about how they're thinking. The categories are preparation, people, process, and business environment.
So, four main pillars for mastery, in their view.
Seems like it. Okay, so let's maybe walk through the lectures themselves, see the time allocated
Good
to them.
idea. L1, the introduction. Pretty standard start, one lecture hour.
Okay. Then L2 is, well, it's quite brief, actually, only half an hour of lecture time.
Oh, what's it cover?
It's very specific. How to register in the PMI, the Project Management Institute.
Half an hour on just registration. But wait, look at the effort hours. 3 hours.
Exactly. That's what jumped out at me, too. Tiny lecture, but 3 hours of associated effort.
So maybe the doing of registration, setting up profiles, whatever that involves, takes time, even if the instruction is quick.
That's what it suggests, doesn't it? Like an early practical step, connecting the learning to the professional body right away.
Interesting. Okay, L3 then covers the framework, foundational stuff, presumably.
Right. 3.5 lecture hours for that and 5 effort hours, setting the base.
Makes sense. And then, wow, pretty early on we hit L4,
Yeah.
and it's all about agile.
And this one's a big chunk of time, a significant 6.5 lecture hours.
6.5 hours just for the lecture and the effort.
15 hours. 1 to 5.
Oh, okay. 15 effort hours on Agile right after the basic framework. That feels quite prominent.
It really does. It's a major investment of time and presumably practice
Yeah.
that this curriculum wants you to put into agile methods, like right at the start.
So it's positioning Agile not as some add-on, but as really fundamental knowledge.
Absolutely. In this view of mastery, understanding, and being able to do agile seems critical from the get-go.
Okay, now this next one, L5. This is where it gets really noteworthy, I think. It's the entire people category.
Right. And the lecture time. Also, 6.5 hours, same as Agile.
But the effort hours.
Oh.
Look at that. A massive 20 hours.
20 hours. Yeah. That's the single biggest block of effort listed in this whole thing.
20 hours just for people skills. That says a lot.
It's incredibly telling. And it's not just one topic, right? There are 14 specific tasks listed under this one lecture.
14 different things you're supposed to practice under that people umbrella. That's a lot.
Yeah, let's list a few just to get the flavor. Manage conflict, lead a team, support team performance.
Empower team members and stakeholders, ensure adequate training, build a team. It goes on.
Address impediments, negotiate project agreements, collaborate with stakeholders, build shared understanding.
Engage and support virtual teams, very relevant now. Define team ground rules.
Mentor relevant stakeholders and promote team performance through emotional intelligence. Phew.
That breadth is just wow. It really underscores the importance this curriculum places on the human side. These aren't soft skills in the dismissive sense.
Not at all. They're framed as demanding core competencies. Things that require serious, dedicated practice 20 hours worth. Managing conflict, building trust, leading different kinds of teams.
Navigating stakeholder politics. I mean, yeah.
Dedicating that much effort suggests this source believes mastery here comes less from listening to a lecture and more from, applied experience, focused practice.
It's almost saying the hardest work in project management is often the people work.
That's exactly the impression I get. That concentration of effort in L5, it really paints a picture.
A picture of the kind of project manager they're trying to develop.
Absolutely. Someone who's a skilled navigator of human dynamics, maybe even more so than just a master of the Gantt chart.
Okay, let's shift gears then. The process category. This runs from L6 through L12.
Right. And this covers a lot of the, let's say, traditional PM areas, the nuts and bolts.
Yeah, the core planning and management disciplines. Lecture hours here seem to vary a bit.
They do. Some are short, like half an hour. Others go up to 3 hours for different process areas, scope, schedule, budget, risk, and so on.
And they use this task size column, SMLXL. What do we see there for process?
Well, for some of the big upfront planning tasks, it's XL. Plan and manage scope is XL. Plan and manage schedule, XL.
Budget and resource, also XL.
Yep. And assess and manage risk is XL too. So those foundational planning pieces are seen as large-scale, complex tasks.
That makes sense. Setting the project up correctly.
But then, interestingly, other process tasks get rated lower. Like, manage communication is S size, often just 1 hour effort listed.
Engage stakeholders also. Manage changes S, manage issues S.
And L12 is quite interesting. It bundles together 7 different tasks.
7. Under one lecture.
Yeah, under just 2.5 lecture hours total. And many of those individual tasks have pretty low effort hours, like 1 hour each.
What kinds of tasks are in that bundle?
It covers things you'd associate with, like execution and control, integrating plans, executing with urgency, knowledge transfer, managing changes again, project governance, managing issues again, and even project closure.
So all those execution, monitoring, closing tasks grouped together with relatively lower individual effort compared to the XL planning tasks.
It does raise a question, doesn't it?
Yeah. Does it suggest that this curriculum sees mastery as being more about perfecting the initial plan than navigating the day-to-day complexities of actually running the project?
It might imply that, or maybe that those execution skills are developed differently or require less explicit guided effort within this specific structure compared to the upfront design. It's a definite emphasis on the planning phase within process.
Okay. And the last category, business environment, L13.
Right. Lecture time is 2.5 hours here, but the effort hours for the tasks, quite low. Only half an hour each for the 4 tasks listed.
30 minutes of effort per task. What are the tasks?
Plan and manage project compliance, evaluate and deliver project benefits and value, evaluate and address external business environment changes, and support organizational change.
So, important stuff, definitely. Broader business context.
Absolutely included, but the minimal effort allocated. It suggests the focus isn't on deep practice and how to do compliance reviews or complex value analysis within this program.
More like awareness. Understanding the context these things operate in.
That seems to be the signal from the time allocation, yeah. It's a necessary context, but maybe not where this specific path focuses the deep practice for mastery.
Gotcha. And just looking at the other columns quickly, we mentioned task size, SMLXL, which is a useful shorthand for complexity or scale.
And the action needed column. What did you notice there?
It's almost always review and practice questions. Overwhelmingly.
Right, which points towards a learning method heavily reliant on, well, reviewing material and then testing comprehension through questions.
Less emphasis perhaps on simulations or detailed case studies or other kinds of practical application beyond question sets.
Could be. It points to a specific pedagogical approach.
Okay, so let's pull back, look at the whole picture, especially those effort hours. Where does the time actually go?
Well, the big peaks are clear. Agile gets 15 hours of effort.
Yeah. And people skills.
Yeah.
A massive 20 hours.
The initial framework is 5 hours. Many of those individual process tasks we saw are often just 1 to 3 hours each.
And the entire business environment category gets, what, 2 hours total effort across its 4 tasks?
Yeah.
Half an hour each.
So, yeah, what does this all add up to? Where does this source think real PM mastery is built?
Based purely on this structure and effort allocation. It seems to put tremendous weight on the people side of things.
Absolutely. And a very significant early focus on agile methodologies. That's where the bulk of the suggested practical effort lies.
Right. The structure seems to say, yes, you need the framework. You need to understand process.
But where you really need to spend your time practicing and developing deep skill is in leading people, collaborating, managing conflict, and doing it all, preferably, in an adaptive, agile way.
Which, you know, brings it back to you listening. If you were looking at this, maybe thinking about a course or certification that used this structure, what's your takeaway?
Does this emphasis resonate with you based on your own project experiences?
Yeah. Think about what's been most challenging or maybe most critical for success in projects you've been involved in. Does this focus on people and agile seem right?
Or does anything surprise you? Maybe the huge chunk for people skills. Or perhaps the relatively lower effort suggested for some of those execution or business context tasks.
It's definitely a distinct perspective on where mastery is found in project management today.
For sure. So, summing up, this source outlines a path to mastery that, yes, covers foundations and process, but heavily emphasizes agile early on and dedicates the single largest chunk of practical effort to developing a wide range of people skills.
Business environment is included, but seems more for context and deep practice in this model.
And within process, the big Excel planning tasks seem highlighted over some of the execution and closure activities, at least in terms of task size and explicit effort hours.
What really stands out is that prioritization revealed by the effort hours. It's suggesting mastery isn't just about the what the process steps, but deeply about the how and the who.
Leading humans through complex situations, often involving change, especially using agile approaches. That seems to be the core focus for practical skill development here.
So it leaves you with a final thought, really. Based on an outline like this, what does mastering project management truly mean? Is it becoming, first and foremost, an expert in process, tools, and meticulous planning?
Or is it fundamentally about becoming a master of navigating team dynamics, managing conflicts, building relationships, influencing stakeholders, and adapting constantly to change? Where's the primary emphasis for you?
What aspect do you think is the most critical for project success today? And how does a curriculum structured like this reflect or maybe even challenge that view? Something to chew on.
Definitely something to think about as you continue on your own learning journey in project management.
A great point to ponder. Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into one particular view of the path to project management mastery.